Podtacular, episode 435, When the Halos Fell, for July 31st, 2014. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Dust Storm.
And I'm your other host, Bobby Wolf.
And we are here to talk about some San Diego Comic-Con recap goodness. We got lots of information to cover, especially since when we talked about last time from the Nightfall discussion that we had from the panel that they had on Thursday last week. We actually have a little more information regarding Nightfall from the panel that they released when they released the full panel earlier last week. And then we have the full panel released just yesterday for yesterday's bulletins. We have that to talk about as well. Lots of good information. I think one of the biggest announcements that everyone's been really excited for is Zanzibar has officially been announced, hence the key art for the stream this week. So this is definitely one of my favorite maps from Halo 2, and when it got remade in Halo 3 as Last Resort. Lots of fun on this one. Lots of one flag, one bomb assault. All those kinds of one-sided team game types work really well on this map. I am super excited about this. What about you, Bywolf? What do you think of having Zanzibar as one of the six remade maps coming to the Master Chief Collection?
I'm looking forward to it. I'm not gonna lie, I kind of got tired of it in Halo 3 because I've been playing it so much. It's like I've seen the same map over and over. But in a way, it's kind of good because I can know where all the spawns are, you know, where all the guns spawn and all that stuff. But I'm looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to playing on the next gen console.
Next gen is going to be a very good thing for Halo. It's going to be a good prep for Halo 5. I think it's going to help bring back a lot of Halo people that have kind of left Halo because of some of the stuff that happened during Halo 4 and just the different ways that 343 kind of treated Halo. So I think there's going to be kind of a big revival for a lot of older Halo fans. And we've already seen some people start to kind of get back into the groove with Halo 2 and Halo 3. And even over at Beyond Entertainment, they have a thread of putting people into Halo 2 Vista, of all things. They're not really much of a PC crew over there, but just seeing them get into the hype of playing Halo 2 before this comes out, it just shows you how much people are really anticipating being able to play all these maps again, especially for the three that already have been announced, which is so far Coagulation, Zanzibar, and Ascension. And there's actually been two others that have been teased but haven't been officially confirmed yet. Lockout was actually mentioned by Frankie over on NeoGAF when he also mentioned Zanzibar and Ascension. And then there's been some other hints around the internet about Sanctuary being in there. So that really only leaves one map remaining of what could be remade. Lots of people are saying maybe something like Terminal or maybe Midship, because Midship was a very, very popular competitive map, especially during the MLG days.
Yeah, I'm looking for maybe Terminal and Waterworks is one I'm looking for that I hope they kind of remake. That's just one of my favorites in Halo 2.
It's hard to pick because now that we know that Lockout and Sanctuary are likely going to be two of the other ones, which are good maps, no knock on those two maps, but to know that there's only one other map, and there's just so many great maps for Halo 2. I can think of lots of different ones. Headlong is a good one. Terminal is a good one. Waterworks is fantastic for kind of big team. I personally love Terminal, and I would love to see Containment in there. There's Relic, which is very iconic. There's Backwash, which is super iconic. There's Halo 2 was probably some of the best multiplayer maps that has been in the Halo universe so far.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, it was like if you honestly think back to the maps that kind of stick with you, I think Halo 2 has it down for that. I mean, granted, you have different ones from Halo 3, like Valhalla. And for me, it's Cold Storage. I've loved Cold Storage. That was kind of a DLC map, but to me, it was awesome.
Yeah, that was the remake of Chill Out from Halo 1.
Oh, yeah, that was. All right. Yeah, you're right. So,
yeah. Actually, played a little bit of that this past week during Tactical Tuesday when we were actually playing Halo 3. So I got to play a couple of maps on Cold Storage, which was really, really awesome. And then Heretic, which was a remake of Ascension. And that was actually a lot of fun, too.
Yeah.
Lots of old maps, lots of nostalgic maps in Halo 2. It's going to make this experience super fun. I cannot wait for November. That's going to be the next big game for me on Xbox One. Titanfall has been kind of my tie-over for now, and it would be, in my opinion, the game of the year, because I wouldn't really classify Halo the Master Chief Collection as up for game of the year, because it's a combination of four different games being re-released. So Titanfall for me would take that spot, but just in sheer terms of pure excitement and nostalgic sake, I am super pumped for what's going to be coming with the Master Chief Collection. And then on top of that, we have Nightfall, which we have some more details on, which we'll cover here in a little bit. And we're going to have access to the Halo 5 multiplayer beta, which having it 9 months in advance is crazy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's absolutely nuts. I mean, the thing that 343 are trying to get right is the multiplayer. And I think them pushing out that early, I think is going to show that, yeah, we are going to try to get this right this time, you know, around. I mean, hearing from the community what they have to say, it's gonna help out a lot. So I think that's a really smart move on their part.
Definitely. It's going to be a wonderful time. And it is a wonderful time to be a Halo fan right now. We just have to wait till November.
It needs to be November.
I know.
It really does.
It needs to be late August already so we can figure out what one of the new maps is that can be officially confirmed. Because I have a feeling we'll get one other one at Gamescom, we'll get one other one at PAX, and then there will probably be one that will be announced between PAX and November timeframe.
One thing that's constantly pop up in my head, and I was talking with Duquesne about this, was something Forge. Maybe a bigger map for Forge, because they said they're going to be releasing a lot of stuff at GDC about Forge. That's what Bravo was talking with us about.
When is GDC?
You know, I think it's September. September 13th,
is it if I remember correctly. Okay, so it's after PAX. So I guess we could see. Yeah, we have, because there's lots of more gaming conventions from here on out, and we can have one map be announced or introduced at each one of those things. So I definitely think we're going to get something at Gamescom. I think we're definitely going to get something at PAX. And yeah, so anything from in between there and November, we could probably get the other map.
Yep.
So we'll see what happens when they decide to come out with those things. As far as the rest of the Master Chief Collection goes, we don't have much information. I watched the panel today after it got posted from the bulletin, and nothing new that we haven't heard from over the weekend. We know that Zanzibar is coming back. During the panel, they just talked more about kind of their idea of bringing certain elements into the game and trying to keep certain elements from the past games, and they're having the unified experience and the unified UI, and they really talked a lot about the control schemes during their panel as well. So nothing drastically new from what we have already, from what we've heard from E3, from RTX. The big announcement, of course, just being Zanzibar, which is cool in of itself. So that pretty much covers that. There was some more information that we have about Nightfall, and watching the panel there instead of just watching the little teaser that we got that they released, we actually know a little bit more about what's going to be going on in Nightfall. So I kind of wrote down some key notes from what I took away from the panel. Two of them being that, or sorry, the first being it's going to be done on two different locations. So there's the Colony World, Cedra, and then there's going to be a part of Installation 04 that's going to be taken apart on. And something that Frankie mentioned that I had no idea this was even part of the Halo universe or was even something that was out there. I don't even know if it's really public that much or if it's been widely known, but apparently Halo has a safeguard that when it's in danger, it'll jump to slipspace. And apparently one of the sections of Installation 04 went into slipspace when Halo was being destroyed, whenever Master Chief during Halo 1 blew up the Pillar of Autumn. So that piece is what is kind of the main geographic location that's going to be used for Nightfall. And I believe that's the place that this strange human-killing element is supposed to be coming from.
I didn't even know that there was a thing. I didn't even know that did that.
No, I had no freaking clue. I didn't get that from the books at all, although I'm still reading through Silentium, so maybe there's something in there that mentions that. But I had no idea that anything like that was even part of the Halo's, I guess, instructions. Granted, there is a lot of stuff about the Halos that we don't know, but just from all the stuff that reading the books that I've done and talking with other people that know a lot about Halo, I've never heard of this happening before.
It's pretty cool, though. It goes to show you, though, that there's always something new that you're going to constantly learn in this franchise, which keeps me clinging to it.
Yeah. We'll have a lot of people on to talk about the books also. Once I get through Silentium, I'm going to try and get people on to do a podcast for Primordium. And you go back and kind of recap a little bit on that, go through Spark Notes and whatnot. So we'll have a podcast about that probably pretty close to PAX time. And we're actually going to have the folks from Certain Affinity on here in about 2-3 weeks or so to talk about their involvement with the Master Chief Collection. So we'll get to talk a little bit about that. But going back to the Nightfall stuff, it's just really interesting how we get to see this little piece get wrapped into Halo. And it's really going to be the starting point to learning about Agent Locke. It's going to be his story and his kind of come up to introduce him into Halo 5. Lots of information regarding Mike Coulter's role came out during San Diego Comic-Con. And there's lots of little interview bits that have been out there. A few more got released today, and I'm going to upload those to YouTube. But the one from Mike Coulter, who plays Agent Jameson Locke, came out last week, and we actually uploaded that to our YouTube channel. So if you haven't seen that already, go check it out. Lots of little interesting tidbits of him getting into the Halo universe, really trying to dive in and just his opinion on what Nightfall is going to be for both fans of Halo and non-fans of Halo, and how that story is going to overarch between what's going on between Halo 4 and Halo 5, and how his character is going to take a role in Halo 5.
It's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah, very interesting. So this is going to start off for Nightfall in the distant colony world of Cedra. Then it's going to progressively go to Installation 04, this one part of the ring that got lost in a bad section of the galaxy, apparently. And the Cedran colony is actually one that doesn't favor the UNSC too much. They rely on kind of UNSC assets, but there's kind of a big stigmatism or kind of a looking down upon some of the stuff that the UNSC does. So there's already going to be tension whenever Agent Locke is sent to investigate this element that is selectively killing humans. So that's where we're going to create some tension and some drama for this series. And it's a lot more serious, and I think we talked about this a little bit last time. It's going to be a lot more serious kind of storytelling for Nightfall than it was for Forward Unto Dawn.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, a pretty cool new aspect to take it. Because Forward Unto Dawn was definitely a good introduction into doing production that's outside of Halo in a more kind of a cinematic fashion. And I really enjoyed it. But I think Nightfall is going to be that nitty-gritty kind of, this is the dirty, ugly side of the military for the UNSC within Halo that is going to really make a foundation for where Locke's coming from and really introduce the Halo 5 story and where is that going to take us for the Halo franchise from here on out.
Yeah, I mean, this is the side that I'm actually looking forward to. You know, we had 343 did a really good job with Forward Unto Dawn, and they did stuff with Chief and Lasky and stuff like that, but this is more the part that I'm really interested in, you know, what's going on behind other military stuff and, you know, what's going on besides just what's happening with Chief and different things like that. So this is something that I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah, I am super excited for this one. It's going to be great. So another main character that's going to play a big role in at least Nightfall, we don't know what her role is or if she's going to even have a role in Halo 5. But that is Macer. She's one of the Cedran militia colonists. And she's played by Christina Chong. Pretty interesting character. She's basically kind of teamed up with him to make this investigation of what's going on with this mysterious element, where it's coming from, how it's getting out there and distributed, and all that stuff. So whether or not she's going to play a part in Halo 5, we'll have to see. But having a strong supporting woman character, I think, in this is going to be really interesting. And she seems to have a genuine interest in the Halo universe. There's actually a sound bit video out for her that came out yesterday as well. And apparently her boyfriend is really into Halo. So whenever she got the Halo piece, she already kind of knew somewhat about Halo, although not too much. So at least having somewhat knowledge of Halo kind of brings an interesting aspect to it, and just having that militaristic mindset I think would be pretty cool.
Not to mention you get to actually say that my girlfriend's taking a role in a Halo film. That's got to be awesome to say.
That's something you can't say every day, that's for sure.
No.
I don't know much of the lineup of the cast of this, but I like so far what we've seen just from the first looks video and just from the story that's supposed to be portrayed here. I'm a little curious on how it's exactly going to tie into Halo 5 with the big kind of robotic Forerunner-looking thing that we saw in the original Halo 5 teaser, which a lot of people are still saying it's Mendicant bias possibly, but there's a lot of other theories where it's not necessarily him. And what is going to really pertain to the Forerunners? How is it going to really connect with that?
Yeah, I mean, it really is going to make me wonder, because, spoiler alert if anybody's listening to this, but at the end of the Spartan Ops, you get to see what happens with Halsey and all these different types of things. The Librarian gave Halsey that key, or whatever that thing was called, and also Requiem kind of blew up, and it's going to be interesting to see where everything's going to take off from that, because, you know, I mean, Halsey's kind of not exactly on friendly terms with the UNSC right now. The only one that she can honestly say that she can really rely on right now is his chief, and she didn't even know he was alive. So
right, well, she's had some dissidents with the UNSC for a while because of what, if you've read the books, then you know through Ghost of Onyx that she basically got put away, and she actually worked a lot on the development of Infinity. So spoilers if you guys haven't read the books, sorry.
But she mentions that in Spartan Ops too. She said, "You're gonna something with my ship." I don't remember the exact line, but she mentions that it was her ship or helped build that ship. I remember that much.
I don't know how many people would pay that close attention to those details though. So there's a lot of information inside the books that really kind of enriches the Halo universe, and hopefully we'll get to podcasts that will help kind of educate you guys if you don't want to read the books and really dive into some of the other aspects within the universe, because Halo is such a wonderful universe just from a storytelling perspective, and it's one of the reasons why I think it's one of the more successful franchises and why it stays around even despite some of the ups and downs as it's had in the past. But going back to your Janus key theory, I think there's not going to be much of it here in Nightfall, but I think it's going to play a pretty significant piece in Halo 5, because we have Agent Locke. He's going to be going out searching for Chief. Apparently he's gone rogue. We don't know where he is. So the Janus key may be a part of that, or it may be something that we'll see later on. I'm not sure how we're going to see the Spartan Ops tie in back into the main storyline.
Right.
We'll have to wait to see how that one comes. But going back to Christina Chong and her character, Macer, Christina Chong, for those who don't know, she was an actress for some popular productions, one of which is 24. So she's been in some other ones as well. And I've actually heard of her over Mike Coulter initially. So that tells you how much I actually know either one of these, which is not at all. So those are kind of the two main characters that we're going to see in, or at least kind of the two main characters. There's going to be some other supporting characters, obviously, but the two big ones that we'll see for Nightfall.
I'm trying to think. I remember one of the actors, someone saying that he played in Black Hawk Down. I can't remember the thing. Zero Dark Thirty, I think it was. I think he played in Zero Dark Thirty. I think that was a movie he may have played in. I can't remember. That's all I know. The guy that plays Locke. That's all I know him from.
Well, apparently he played in The Good Wife.
I don't know
what that is. From reading up on other news articles.
I don't know.
We're both kind of bad at this, for at least like actors. I'm not good at knowing what actors are what unless it's something I really engage with. So the fact that I really don't know these two, it's no knock on them whatsoever. I'm sure they're great actors. And it seems like just from what we have at the first looks and what we got to see them talk about during the panel at Comic-Con, they're really into the character roles, and they're really excited about what the Halo universe has to offer.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But Kind of moving on, some other interesting little tidbits from Nightfall, or not necessarily Nightfall, but from the panel for Nightfall. There's a new vehicle, a new Halo vehicle. It's called the Condor, and it's basically kind of like a super pelican, and it has short slip space jump capabilities. So that's going to be interesting. There's actually an image that they released of it. I don't know if I have it here to show in the live stream. No, I don't. But there is an image out there that they showed off, and I believe it's actually up on our website right now, one of our blog posts regarding Nightfall. But this is something that we're going to see new into Halo. I don't know if it's going to be playable in Halo 5. I think it would be included in some kind of cinematic or storytelling aspect, but I don't think we'll actually be able to use it. But more Halo vehicles, that's always nice, right?
Yeah, absolutely. more stuff to look at in the sky, I guess.
Lots of cool stuff. Another little tidbit of information is not necessarily pertinent to Nightfall, but they filmed over in Belfast, Ireland, and a couple of those European places over there. So, of course, it's going to be like beautiful and just really rich scenery and all that good stuff for the production. I'm really looking forward to it. Again, it's going to be coming with the Master Chief Collection. You'll be able to get it as digital download whenever it comes out. So I'm excited for it, and we'll probably get more details coming out very soon as well.
Yeah, something I wanted to throw out real quick is I remember Kiki Wolfkill, she was tweeting out pictures, or on her Instagram, she was putting out pictures of her being there, and it was looking pretty cool from her viewpoint of her taking pictures. It was looking pretty neat.
Yeah. It's going to be, just looking at some of the pictures, and she wasn't the only one. There was a couple other people tweeting out stuff too, but it's just really cool to see some of the stuff that they come out with. And we saw some other, there's actually quite a few different albums that they released. There's production stills, there's stills actually from the end product. There's on location little snippets of them recording and just the environment that they were in. And apparently it was really, really cold there. So when the actors had to go out and do their stuff, they were in very cold weather, like 40s and 50s. And they had to basically strip down to like tank tops and whatnot to go through some of these filming sessions. And then you have the rest of the film crew bundled up. So they kind of talked about that experience a little bit on the panel. And we've actually linked the panel up on our website too. So make sure you go check it out. Or you can go find it up on Halo Waypoint or their YouTube channel too. So make sure you go watch it. It's an hour long. It's a lot of good information in there. And I highly encourage you guys go check it out, because this is going to be one of those productions that is going to be worth the watch, and you will want to watch it.
Yeah, I got to get caught up on. I think after this, I'm actually going to go watch it.
Nice. And then after that, you need to go watch the Master Chief Collection panel.
This is true.
So you got 2 hours of stuff to go watch. You got some homework, boy.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
That's all good. That's kind of the extent of the San Diego Comic-Con stuff. Not much else came out in terms of Halo news. There was something interesting that they showed off, and they had 2,000 of these little Master Chief helmets that they had there for people to Sharpie and color. And they actually were tweeting out some really cool designs of people kind of showing off some artistic talent. And actually, if you go over to HaloCollector.com, they have a couple of pictures up there of some of the big ones that were kind of popular and a lot of people liked over there. So make sure you kind of head on over there and check that out, because there's some pretty talented people there.
Oh, yeah. There's wasn't it a contest, if I remember correctly, that the best ones of that day get displayed?
Yeah, it was.
Isn't that... Okay.
Yeah. So I think every day they had the best three on display. And of course, they wouldn't be able to do Sunday because, well, there's not next day to San Diego Comic-Con after Sunday.
Right. Yeah, there's a lot of artistic people out there. I mean, Halo Waypoint showed that for the last couple of years, what people can do. And what it's really cool to see people just go out to a con and just draw on like a blank helmet and see what they come up with. Like the coolest one I seen was like a blue flame. It was like one of the bigger ones, but it had like a blue flame kind of coming off it. And like the actual like glass piece of the mask was like cracked and stuff. It was pretty neat looking.
Yeah. So again, check it out. Lots of cool stuff. If you guys want to check out the videos, they're actually in this week's bulletin. So both of them are embedded in there if you just want one place to go check them out. Again, for the Nightfall panel, we had Kiki Wolf Kill, Frank O'Connor, David Zucker from Scott Free Productions, and then, of course, Mike Coulter and Christina Chong were there as well, which I wish I could have made it out to San Diego Comic-Con and meet those two, because being in a Halo production is just one of those kind of, you're now an icon for a universe that you have no idea how much people just absolutely adore.
Yeah, it would have been cool to meet them.
One of these days, maybe. And then for the Master Chief Collection panel, if you want to check that out, of course, they had Frankie on that panel. They had Max Obermann from Certain Affinity. They had senior producer Dennis Reese, who's basically kind of the project lead for the Master Chief Collection. And then they had Blur Studios director Frank Balson. And the Blur Studios is the one that actually made the cinematics for Halo 2 Anniversary. And that's all the pretty stuff that you've seen. So that's something that you will want to check out, and that's not the right scene. Lots of cool stuff. They had a teaser that they pulled out, that they showed at the panel, and we uploaded it, just kind of showing some of the work in progress that they've been doing. And it is simply amazing. Blur Studios was the one that actually did the cutscenes for Halo Wars, so they got them on to do the cutscenes for Halo 2 Anniversary, and it's just stunning the amount of detail that's in all of these things. I mean, I'm completely blown away by all this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to be interesting to see on your TV, going back and forth to see what Halo 2 was and then what it is now. It's just, technology has just grown so much, and to make things look as great as these cutscenes are going to be, it's just absolutely great. And with it's going to be kind of weird though. And me and a couple of people were talking about that. They said it's almost like it's not the same, it's not Halo anymore in a sense. Like, it's still Halo, but going to something that was Halo 2, as low graphic as it was, well, high graphic at the time, but going back to it now, it's crazy.
Yeah, and Sergeant Johnson, oh my gosh. Well, everything, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's going to look good, man. 343 really knows how to make things look pretty.
Well, Blur Studios.
Well, yeah, Blur, I'm sorry. Yeah, Blur, that's what I meant to say.
It's all right. That, during the panel, they showed off some of the animation stuff and the mocap that they did to make the cutscenes. So that's another reason to go see the panel. They showed a couple of videos that's available in the stream, but not necessarily available in its own standalone format. So that's another reason to go check out the stream. And Miranda Keyes actually looks like a human being for a change.
Yeah, that's something that I actually noticed right away. Is she actually looks real this time around.
I know. She actually looks like a real person. But Johnson looks not different in a bad way, but just, I guess, seeing him in high def and just the changes from Halo 3, or it's like seeing him in a more high def version, I guess, of him in Halo 3, and then seeing him be made in Halo 2. It's a little different. It wasn't quite what I was expecting, but they had the person that did the animations there for Johnson. He was sitting there in the front row during the panel, so that you'll see a couple of glimpses and a couple of shout outs to him during that panel as well.
I mean, that's got to be hard, trying to figure out, where to put, how to find the right person to look like this character. I mean, that's got to be really tough. I mean, they did an amazing job with that for Johnson and Miranda, but that's got to be really challenging to do.
Yeah, and they had the challenge of doing the voice syncing with the original game audio. And that's even a lot more difficult of a challenge, because you have to make sure that you use your lips at the right time and say the words at the right time and have the same inflections as the character. And there's just a whole lot of stuff that you have to consider whenever you're doing that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah, real time consuming stuff.
Yeah, so check it out. Lots of cool little tidbits about the cinematic stuff for Blur in the panel. That's kind of one of the big things, other than Zanzibar, I think I took away from watching that panel, was all the stuff that they did to make the new cutscenes, which is, again, they're simply amazing. The quality that they put into these things is unbelievable.
The one thing that I'm really liking is how the Arbiter looks.
Oh, and, yes.
And I can't remember his name. The white elite that was in the Wraith.
I don't remember.
I can't remember his name either, but he looked really good too. Like, I like the fact that he's like in Halo 2, you can get the glimpse of him like missing some of his like mouth, like the two split pieces on his left side of his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But now you can actually see the detail of like the scarring and just stuff like it's just, it's really looking good, man. It really is.
It's simply amazing what they've done with this. But that covers most of the stuff from San Diego Comic-Con. That covers actually most of the bulletin as well. We won't get to hear much more about Halo until Gamescom, or at least the kind of the bulletins to follow. But as far as some of the other news that's going on, not much outside of San Diego Comic-Con. That was kind of the big hit for the weekend. There's a matchmaking update that's going to be coming up on Monday. The rotational playlist is going to be changing over to Community Forge Race. So there's a list of new racetrack maps that the community has come out and made, and those are going to be available in this playlist coming Monday. And for a list of those, you can check out the Waypoint Bulletin. A couple of them made by some people that we know of and we're kind of good friends with is Cosmos by Duquesne23 and then Crossbow by Knockyard. So hopefully you guys will be able to run into some of those.
I got the chance to play the maps before they were actually put onto the playlist. So Duquesne kind of wanted me to see what my thoughts were on them. And they're pretty good. They get a pretty good selection of these maps. It flowed very well. Some of them, they kind of, at some point, some of the jumps don't exactly work. I'm sure they fixed that actually when they are on the playlist. But they're pretty good maps that they chose. So I'm happy, and I can't wait to play them on this Monday or the next rotational playlist.
Cool. Are they using the race game type that is the CTF variant, or are they using the modded race game type as far as you know?
They're using the actual game race game type, but there was a problem to where when you spawned at each checkpoint, you like faced the initial spawn when you started off with. So I know that they had to fix that, and I don't know if that's something that they're going to put out another race type game type or whatever. But I just know that they had to fix that, and I know they basically told them just to use the regular race game type that they used. So that's all I know for that.
Okay. Kind of makes you consider where you want to put your checkpoints.
Yeah.
So a couple other changes to matchmaking. There's going to be some new maps added to the Team Slayer playlist, some community maps that have been forged. Those are also on the Waypoint Bulletin. And then, of course, we have our Screenshot Spotlight, which we actually haven't done in a while. It's been, I think, maybe 3 or 4 weeks or maybe longer since we've done it. But this week's theme is landscape, and it's just pretty images of the Halo 4 universe and all the cool little things you get to see. Out of those, I would say some of my favorites would be Rocky Region, and that's on Meltdown, which I've never even noticed that kind of cloud cover before. Really, really pretty. Disaster Strikes by Cosmic Beast 1212, and then Outlook by Obex. Those are going to be my three favorite ones.
My three are going to have to be Rocky Region by Draxonia, and another one. These were actually kind of tough because I actually put one in the same landscape one last year, and I actually made it up on the waypoint. So this is one that I kind of like, and I kind of look for different things, different ones. But Outlook is looking pretty good for me, and Pathway is one that I really, really like.
Okay.
So I think that's those are three I'm going to say I like for this week.
Okay. Surface Skimming is also kind of one that's really close up there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's looking pretty good. I like Ragnarok. I've seen so much Ragnarok stuff. I'm not gonna diss on the guys. The picture's pretty cool. I like the way how he's just holding up his pistol like that. But I don't know. But these people, they know how to make some photos, man. They really do.
Screenshots are great.
Yep.
Yeah. That's kind of the bulletin for this week. Nothing else much on the news front for Halo this week. It's a lot of San Diego Comic-Con stuff. We talked a lot about the Nightfall and what potentially we could see in terms of story. We had Final Postmortem TD Spiral on last time to talk about that after the panel was on Thursday. So not much new information except for some of the stuff that I pulled out of the full panel that they released. So outside of that, I think that pretty much covers it for tonight. There's some other things going on just from the community standpoint. I believe Beyond Entertainment has a 2v2 Halo 3 tournament that they're currently running. The signups for the Drunken Halo 1v1, I think, ends on Sunday or sometime in the next few days. So if you want to go sign up for that, definitely check that out, drunkenhalo.com. And I think those are kind of the big tournament things going on right now. Nothing else is going on for Halo. Lots of little community things I know of, but nothing too substantial at the moment. But we'll keep you guys updated on those whenever we can. We had a pretty successful Tactical Tuesday. Shout-outs to Godzilla Todd in the stream. He's holding down the fort and making sure our events are doing really well. And I have to give him major props for being there every week when I can't be there every week and really holding down the fort for Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So major shout-outs to you, dude. You are doing great work out there for Podtacular, and I truly appreciate you doing all that stuff.
Yeah, and you guys may want to take in consideration actually come out to one of them, because they're absolutely fun. Like, I have a blast every time I sit there and go out to one of them. Tactical Tuesday is a newer one, but Wacky Wednesday is something that I've really enjoyed. So
definitely. And again, you can check those out. That's Tuesday and Wednesday, and both of them start at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time, which is 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, and that's 1:30 a.m. British time, England time.
I need to actually learn those.
It's just simple math.
Oh, yeah, I'm not good at math, though.
Well, that's a personal problem.
Yeah, true. I just got an app on my phone that has like the world clock, so anytime I just pull that up. So.
Hey, that works too.
Yeah, that's true.
That works just as easily. So short podcast for us tonight. Sorry we don't have much more to talk about. We'll have some other stuff coming up really soon, especially in terms of the Halo books that you guys want to talk about. And we'll have some Halo 5 discussions coming up pretty soon as well. Got a few ideas, need to kind of hop back on that bandwagon and just really start to dive into some other stuff for Halo. Next big convention, of course, is coming up is PAX Prime. That's going to be in 4 weeks, actually. It's coming up really fast. I am not ready, I think, but I will be ready when the time comes to get out there. I have a flight at 6:30 in the morning to catch up with the RUL folks as they fly through Chicago. So I get to, the plane actually starts in Baltimore, goes to Chicago Midway, and that's a stop point. And then I'll meet up with RUL folks on that flight and head out to Seattle Wednesday morning. So
that's early.
Oh, yeah.
That's an early flight.
Oh, yeah. But hey, I get to spend the bulk of the flight with friends. So
that's true. That's definitely true.
It's going to be great. I'm really looking forward to it. So that's going to be in 4 weeks. If you guys are going to be there, please let us know, and I will make sure to hit you guys up with some Podtacular swag. Yeah.
Everybody likes swag.
Yes. And if you guys want some specific kind of swag, obviously I have wristbands and t-shirts and buttons. If you guys want some particular kind of Podtacular swag or Halo swag, please let me know, post in the forums, so I can make sure I can get those ordered before I head out to Seattle, and we can see if we can get some of those guys for you. Make sure you guys check out some of the other podcasts that are out there. Just kind of want to highlight our podcast network, thepodcast.com. That's P-O-D-K-A-S-T. And the network includes podcasts like Guardian Radio, which is the podcast for the Guardians of Destiny.com, Critcast, which is a TF2 podcast, Reachcast, which is a PlanetSide 2 podcast, and then How to Murder Time. So check those out. Lots of good content to listen to if you want to listen to something that's not necessarily Halo specific. Yes, we have buttons. Yes, all the buttons. If you guys want something else like fridge magnets or something, let me know. There's lots of other little things that we can get. I've kind of taken a few ideas off of Griffball, but I'm only going to really pursue some of them if a lot of people actually want them. So we'll take those kind of one recommendation at a time and see where that goes. Make sure you guys, for those listening, are checking out the forums and kind of heading over there every once in a while. I haven't done a good job lately of being there just because of trying to get some stuff done and finishing up from conventions. I still have to post the RTX video, so that's kind of taking up time. And then, of course, I'm in full production mode right now for the Halo Mall. Hopefully that'll be done here in about a month or so, or a month or 2 months or so, trying to get some of the stuff done in certain time frames. So lots of cool stuff coming down the pipeline with that. If you guys haven't checked that out, head on over to thehalomole.com. That's going to cover it for what?
I was just going to say I wanted to throw out that little mouse deal, but that was
Yeah. Go ahead and talk about it.
Microsoft tweeted out that you can pre-order the Halo, or I guess the Master Chief mouse at GameStop for $30, I believe. $29.99, I think it was.
$29.99.
Yeah. Coming out in October. You guys may want to check that out. It's limited edition, so I don't know how many of those they're actually going to throw out, but I'm getting one. I'm a Halo nut when it comes to stuff like that, but I just figured something that you guys may want to look into, so yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, it's going to be one of those things that I'm going to pick up. I love... I actually have a small little Logitech mouse, and this looks kind of very similar to it. It just has the Microsoft branding on it, so I might get one of those and pick that up for whenever I travel and need a mouse. So for my gaming laptop, which kind of doubles as my photo and video crunching machine on trips, I could definitely use one of those.
Yeah, they're handy. It's better than the little mouse pad that comes on the computer. That gets old. It gets really old.
And some of them don't work that well, to be perfectly honest.
They don't. No. They really don't.
So, again, PAX is going to be coming out pretty soon, as well as Gamescom, and we're going to get some more information regarding Halo during those. So, in the meantime, we're going to focus a little more on the community stuff and try to get some book podcasts done and get some Halo 5 podcasts going as well. We'll have Certain Affinity on probably in 3 weeks or so, get them to talk about their involvement with the Master Chief Collection and get some stories of their involvement with the Master Chief Collection, their vision for the project as it comes down to multiplayer, because Max Hoberman, who's actually the president of Certain Affinity, was on the dev team for Halo 2. He was one of two people working multiplayer for Halo 2, and to have him come back around and working on Halo 2 Anniversary and reworking those maps, it's one of those great things about the Halo community, that we have someone that's worked on the original designs of the maps coming back and remaking them. It's simply stunning and amazing.
Yeah, and it kind of shows that they're trying to bring back the like feeling of the old Halo 2, just newer looking. And that's something that I'm really looking forward to. The same people that are working on the maps that you enjoyed a couple years ago, that's definitely going to be a great feeling.
Oh, I'm so pumped. So pumped.
A lot of us are. People, I forget who it was. I think they have a countdown. There's an actual website. I'm trying to remember what it was for the countdown for the Master Chief Collection.
There's always countdown websites, though. Something big comes out, there's going to be a countdown website for it. That's just the way the internet works.
Yeah, but I like that type of stuff, though. It just brings more of a vibe, good vibe towards it.
Yeah. Another thing to quickly note before we wrap things up is we're going to be giving away some stuff that I picked up from RTX. We have a couple of the con-exclusive Mega Bloks and some of the Halo Master Chief Collection posters to give away. So pay attention to the forums and Twitter and Facebook for chances to win some of those items. And for those that didn't know, we actually had an anniversary for Podtacular. This past Monday was Podtacular's 9th anniversary. 9 years Podtacular has been on the air doing Halo stuff.
It's crazy, man. Time flies. Time flies. It's so this is my first anniversary, I guess you can call it, being on here.
You've only been on here 3 weeks.
Yeah, well, first time being a part of an anniversary.
Yeah. So we've come a long way as a podcast. Again, I have to give huge props to the original founder, Fumo Jive. He pioneered a way for this podcast to be here, and it's still here somehow 9 years later. So big shout outs to him. Big shout outs to JVB, Spellcheck, CryptoFlix, Chuck E. J., Captain Crunk, and all those other prior staff members that I may not be thinking of at the moment. Dial Pex was one of them. And for everyone that had some kind of involvement with Podtacular in the past, thank you for all the effort that you've done, and thank you for helping make Podtacular what it is today. And I hope that for everyone here, Podtacular is a home for not just Halo news and Halo discussion, but a home for you to just kind of experience Halo, experience what the Halo universe has to offer, get to hang out with other people that really love the Halo universe as well, because Halo is such a wonderful experience, in my opinion. It's one of the only gaming experiences that has been going for this long, and you have such a diverse range of skill sets and people that get into so many different pieces of the fiction of the universe, whether it's through the toys with the Mega Bloks and McFarlane stuff, whether it's through making videos, machinimas, all the live action productions, just being campaign junkies and reading all the books and being lore, or when it comes to just doing competitive stuff, or when it comes to forging, there's so many opportunities, even cosplaying, because that's a big thing for Comic-Con. 405th was there in force, and there were some awesome pictures that came out of that. All those things is one of the things that really makes the Halo community such a wonderful place.
Absolutely.
That's going to wrap it up for tonight. Thank you, everyone on the stream, for coming out. Remember, we broadcast these podcasts on Thursdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time normally. And then, again, check out Tactical Tuesday and Wacky Wednesday. Those are our game nights, which is also at the 8:30 p.m. time slot Eastern Time. Check out the podcast network. Already mentioned that one. And, again, make sure you follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and all of our other kind of social platforms, the forums as well. We'll be doing some giveaway stuff and hopefully be able to start some new things up. One of the good things about having a lull in news is I'm going to be able to actually do more work for Podtacular. And some people have voiced their interest in stepping up and doing stuff for Podtacular, so hopefully you will start to see those folks filter in to the news, at least for the Podtacular side of things. And hopefully that will bring some good content for Podtacular and all that good stuff. If you haven't pre-ordered the Halo Master Chief Collection yet, make sure you head on over to our homepage. We have a little Amazon link that you can click on and go get the Master Chief Collection. You can use that to pre-order it off of Amazon, and we get a cut of that back. So if you want to help support Podtacular, that's one way to do so. Or you can hit the donate button for PayPal, and you can donate to us directly that way as well. That's going to wrap it up for us tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you again for coming out, those in the live stream, and thank you for those who download us through iTunes or Zoom or however you ingest our podcast. Thank you very much for listening, and we will see you guys next week. Keep on fragging mysterious human killing elements.